Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir in this sugi of Hafkas Kedushin based in the Sefer Yad Melech of Agon Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal on page Chof Tes, and now we're going to discuss the Shita of the Rabbeim of Rashi. Shir should be schus for Fu Shlem from Rosh Hashanah Mirim Baschana and for Tinok Ben Yita Aliza B'soch Shacholei Yisrael. The Rabbeim of Rashi hold that when the Gemara says Tainach Kadosh Bekaspa, that it's Pashat, that Kedushei Kesef could be uprooted, the reason is because the Kedushei Kesef is the Rabbanan. Rashi says Kedushei Kesef is the Rabbanan. What are you talking about? Kedushei Kesef is Minat Torah. And an Eishes Ish that was Mizana, she's Chayevus Misa after Kedushei Kesef. And if it's Kedushei Kesef is only the Rabbanan, what's the Gemara's teretz of Kedushei B is different? Kedushei B is Doraisa. So what do you mean Kedushei Kesef is the Rabbanan? The Kesef Mishnah answers in the first parak of Vichas Ishes Halacha Beis that what they mean is not literally Kesef Kedushei Kesef is the Rabbanan. Kedushei Kesef is Doraisa. But it's called Divrei Sofrim because it's learned from Gzeira Shava just like the Sheet of the Rambam. And therefore, if she's Mizana, she's killed. But that teretz doesn't answer the question. Because the question is, according to that teretz, the Gemara doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara's problem is, there's a difference between Kedushei Kesef, Kedushei Bia, Tenech, Kedushei Bekaspa, that works Gevaldik, but what about Kedushei Bia? So if you hold that it's the Rabbanan, so that's the Kasha. Kasha is Kedushei Kesef, they can uproot because it's only the Rabbanan, and they can uproot, but not Kedushin Doraisa. But now we're saying that the Kedushin is really Doraisa. So if the Kedushin is really Doraisa, then how are they uprooting it? So the Kesef mission doesn't seem to make sense. And then afterwards, the Gemara, Rashi says that the Gaonim explain that when it says called him Kadesh, that the Rabbanim Kadesh is why is he doing it Adas the Chachamim? Because it's Kedushin the Rabbanim Rabbi Debrei Sofrim. So the Gemara says, since it's Kedushin the Rabbanim Debrei Sofrim, the rabbis can uproot it because he's doing it Al Datam. But what about Kedushei Bia? So then what's the Gemara's teretz? No, Kedushei Bia we also say Afkeinu. Yeah, but Kedushei Bia is Doraisa, so he's not doing it Adas the Rabbanim. So what's Ravina's kasha? It's not totally in whether it's Kedushin Dor Rabbanan or Doraisa. Al Datam. At least then we wouldn't be able to say it applies to both. Wouldn't been able to say it applies to both because originally wanted to say that since it's Kedushin Dor Rabbanan, he's marrying Al Das Lechacham. And Kedushin Dor Raisa he's not. So then what's the teretz? When Kedushin Dor Raisa is also marrying Al Das Lechacham, doesn't make sense. And not only that, it comes out from the Rabbeim of Rashi that Adaita Dor Rabbanan Makadish because it's Divrei Sofrim. Why is he doing Al Das Lechacham? Because it's the Dor Rabbanan Din. Why is it totally bedaita? Why, if it's a Rabbanan din called the Makadish, that Rabbanan Makadish because it's only din Rabbanan? Why is that? If it's din Doraisa, he could also be doing it al data. You could do a Maisa Doraisa, al data's the way, it's the way the Chachamim wants you to do it. What does it have to do with his das? You could say much more pashut. You could say much more pashut. You could say, since it's only Dirabbanan, they can uproot a Dirabbanan, and they can't uproot a Doraisa. But say, no, it's totally in his das. It's a little bit fair to say that it's totally in his das. Why is it totally in his das? If this is Dirabbanan Doraisa, then what do you need his das for? You can go a much easier route. Say it's not totally in his das. And he's Makadisha, it's a Dirabbanan Dekadin Kedushei Kesef, so we can uproot the Kedushin Dirabbanan. So based on what we said earlier Shir, well, the sheet of the Rabbeim of Rashi is that Kol Demakadosh Daita Rabbanan Makadesh is like the other Rishon, that this gives the rabbis the right to be mafil their koach. Even though he did Kahogan, he didn't do anything wrong originally, but the Kol Demakadosh Daita Rabbanan Makadesh gives the rabbis the right to be poel, to activate their koach and uproot his kedushin. But it's not hefker based in hefker like it is according to the other Rishon. Because if that would be the case, then we wouldn't be saying that the rabbis are mafkia the kedushin. The rabbanan are not afkeinu the kedushin. What are the rabbanan afkeinu if we say hefker based in hefker? The rabbanan are afkeinu the kesef. The rabbis aren't touching the kedushin. The rabbis are getting the kesef. No, it's the Gemara says the rabbis are mafkia the kedushin. So what's the Hafkas Kedushin? Since it's called the Divrei Sofrim, also the Haflah talks about this. Haflah says that how could they be Mafkir Kesef, which doesn't exist anymore? Problem. But rather, since it's called Divrei Sofrim, which means that the Torah gave the Kedushei Kesef to the Sofrim, that they should be Koveya, what the parameters are, as we're going to discuss hopefully in another shir, that that's what it means, divrei sofrim, that the Torah gave them the koach and din kedusha kesef to be koveya, licked in them munach bazeh nesinas koach to be pol b'davar. They can be pol now. It was given to them. So the chalois kedushin is a dvar Torah. And the only way they can start with the chalos kedushin is because yesh koach b'atchom lakar dov min haTorah. But on the ma'ase kedushin of kedusha kesef, they have koach on the ma'ase. It was given to them. And they can say this ma'ase wasn't part of the kedushin. So they can't touch him stam even after they're given that koach. They need a reason, like we discussed in the earlier shiurim, according to the other rishonim. They need a reason. What's that reason now? Called a mekadesh, a daita d'rabbana mekadesh, and that gives them the koach to be pogeabo. And that's what Ravina asks. Since there's not a pegi on the person, you're not starting up with the person because he gave them the rights. He was mekadesh daita rabbanon. Now the rabbis are mishtamesh in their koach l'mafreya, in their koach in the ma'ase kedushin, to make it that the kedushin isn't poa. But kedushay bia, which wasn't given, the ma'ase wasn't given to chachamim, how do they have koach to be poa in the bia? And on this end for the Gemara, that you're right, koach of e-kedushin, of non-kedushin, they don't have in the kedushay bia. But they have a keach in the bia itself. It's like sort of like the koach of hefker based in hefker. They can make the bia a biasnus, and then memela, it's not kedushin. So they're not being pogeya in the etzem kedushin. How are they touching the kedushin that they're not given the right to do? What are they doing? They're taking, like we discussed in the previous shir, like Tosfos says, the ein kan kedushin. That after they make, they're not touching the kedushin directly because they don't have that right. That's the world of the Torah. The chacham don't have the right to step in there. But because there's iser involved, the rabbi always can oko dar b'Torah only when there's no iser. Here there's iser. But the answer is that they're not touching kedushin. They're just saying that the bia is a bia's nus, and the meila ain't kan kedushin. So now for enfit, all the kashas that Rashi has and the Rabos of Shal Rashi, really the kedushin is d'oraisa. And when they said it's the rabbanan, it means that it was given, the rabbis had the right kedushay kesef to decide whether or not it's going to be a kedushin. So even though so they can say, if given, if because of called the Makadesh, that gives them the Chofesh Pi'ula, that gives them the right to act in their Kedushin and uproot the Kedushin, make it that it's not a Maisa Kedushin. What about the Bia? The Bia is not here anymore, so even though Afal Pi that it's Mafreya and there's no more Bia, nevertheless, the rabbis still have the right to say, since he was Makadesh Al Datam, the rabbis still have the right to, and they're not starting up with the Kedushin. What are they doing with the bia? They're saying the bia is a bia's nus, so that they can say, and then memela, there'll be no kedushin here. But when it comes to kedushay kesef, they can say that it's not a kedushin. The kedushay kesef they can start up with directly, but not the kedushay bia. Kedushay bia is a kedushin that they weren't given the rights to, but kedushay kesef they were given the rights to. That's their domain. And this is also Mavur and what Rashi writes in Git in the name of his Rabbeim, that the teretz of the Gemara of Shavi Rabbanon, the Bilas or Bilas Nus, is really on any Makadesh Bibiya. Why? Because it says that Rav used to give Malkus if somebody was Makadesh Bibiya. He says that's Pritzis. And Rashi asked, how do they make it a Bilas Nus? It's Doraisa. It's Doraisa. And when we say that Rav gave Malkus and somebody was Makadesh Bibiya, Doesn't mean that the Kedushin was batal. He gave them Malkus. So Rashi concludes that really they're both Doraisa. Kedushay Kesef is Doraisa, and Kedushay B is Doraisa. And that the rabbis have koch to be mevatel, it's because b'shas kedushin he was totally b'daitam. The kadesh kedushin higu chachamim b'Yisrael. That he's going to be makadesh according to the way the rabbis wanted to be makadesh, and the kedushay kesef, kedushay bia, are both doraisa. What about the rabbeim of Rashi? What are they holding? They're holding that the rabbis have a special koyach to make it into a bias nus. But they can't make it into a bias nus unless he did something wrong. And also, they hold that with respect to making it a bias nus, it doesn't matter that he had das to do it al das to chachamim. Because a person is by them on his money. And if he's maskim, then the rabbis can make his money into a matana. But they don't have the same koach when it comes to bias nus. To make this bia, bias nus. And therefore, the rabbeim of Rashi explain that in Bia, the koach to make it into a Bia's nus is from Rav, who would give lashes to somebody who is Mekadesh B'Bia, because of Pritzus. So therefore, it's a case of Hu Asa Shaloka Hogan. Like we spoke about in the previous shir, that when somebody does Shaloka Hogan, then that gives the rabbis the Chofesh HaPula also to do Shaloka Hogan. So when it comes to the money, what gives the rabbi the right? The rabbi's the right to be Pola in the money. The answer is the whole Maisa Kedushin is Talui in the Rabbanan. It was given to them to be koveh, either being pogebo, they're not being pogebo, they're not harming. He gave them the right. Called him a kaddish, a daita drabbanim a kaddish. What about bia? When it comes to bia, he doesn't have to give them the rights. When it comes to bia, when he does shaloka hogan, when he does Shaloka Hogan, now they can do with him Shaloka Hogan. And you see this with Rav. The person did Shaloka Hogan, Rav uprooted the Rav. Rav said no Kedushin according to the Rabbeim of Rashi. Rashi doesn't agree with that. But like we saw in Tosis in the previous shir, that when someone does Shaloka Hogan, you don't even need Kol Demakadosh Adaita Durabana Makadosh. That's why in the Sugyas, where the person did Shaloka Hogan, the rabbi's uprooted the Kedushin, we didn't have to come out to the Svar of Kol Demakadosh. Because the very fact that he did Shaloka Hogan gives him the right to be Paul. And we can explain more. Very, very beautiful. When you learn Gemara deeply, it's geschmack. We can explain more. Look in the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi, Mamish or Pilei Plus. You look in every single place in Rashi. It's Mamish Pilei Plus. Look at this. Rashi says in Kiksubis Gimel, Kol Mekadesh al das shen higu chachme Yisrael v'Yisrael u'makacha shiyu kayom en kedushin lefi divrei chachomim v'yu bitelim lefi divrei chachomim al yidei gitten Shehechshivu Chachamim. Rashi says that the Kedushin is going to be batel through the Git, through the Gitten, that the rabbis were Machshir. And so too Rashi writes in Afkinu Rabban on the Kedushin. Rashi writes, Kishiyavu Get Kazeh Achrehem. Again, Rashi relates to the Get. And also in Dibra Maskel Tenach, Lemeim Rafkasa Kedikadish Bekasp, the name of Get Zeh Oker Kedushin. The Get is Oker the Kedushin, and they make the most of Matana. And then Rashi and Shavua, Lemafrei Aide Get Zeh, Nocham all the Get. So it's Mavur from everything we just see that Rashi is Tola the Afginu in the Get, And so to Rashi in Gidna Daf Lamed Gimel, Lios Kedushin Chol and Gedas Moshe Yisrael Shinim Chacham Yisrael. V'rei Mar Mashiach Afkir Kol Kedushin Shib Yisrael Aydei Get Zeh. Nochamo the Get. What does it have to do with the Get? It's a Tanai that's Otei Kedushin L'mafreya. Why is Rashi told everything in the Get? So the answer is that just like we explained, why we need called the Mekadesh Adai to Rabbana Mekadesh? Because just because the rabbis have the Koach, it's not enough. You need the Tanoim that give them the right to be Po, Mafil, this Koach, to activate this Koach. And not in every instance they have that right. So the same applies, Legabe Etzem Inyan V'amatzav, HaMachayiv, when the rabbis are making the Kiddushin, Vatel Mafreya, that's only going to be when they have this get. She has to at least derabbanan, not be an eshes ish. So you start with their koach of hefker based in hefker or bias nus, and they can start up with the kedushin d'oraisa. But if derabbanan, there's no chisaron in the din eshes ish, but because of a side reason of takanas snus and prutzos, or because of the makoch based in yafeh, or who has such a local hogan, if the rabbis want to be mevatel the kedushin, the rabbanon, that's not enough of a reason, because she's still an eshes ish. Just give a reason not to make her an eshes ish, that's not enough. So the whole din of afkeinu has no place unless the rabbis were machshir a get. In other words, the rabbanon, she can't be an eshes ish. Now, the Rabbanan, she's not an Eishes Ish, but how does that stem with the Doraisa? So the answer is that Doraisa also, she's not an Eishes Ish, because they're Mevata the Kedushin Mafreya and called the Makadesh Dait the Rabbanan Makadesh, and they have that right. So first we start that the get is a good get. No more Kedushin Derabbanan. And then Ramash for the Doraisa to the Derabbanan. It also comes out that way from Lashon of Rashi and Kedushin. That the rabbis say that it's not going to be a good Kedushin. It's Derabbanan. And then she's not an Eishes Ish. And then, through the din of Kol Demekadesh, Adai to Derabbanan Mekadesh, now there's going to be no Pagi on the Mekadesh because he agreed. So now the rabbis are Poel their Koach. They're activating their Koach to be Mevatel to the Kedushin, even Doraisa. So you see this sod from here that there's a din of Eishes Ish Derabbanan, Zin Ish Neishes Doraisa. And first we make her, we say that she's not going to be an Eishes Ish Derabbanan. The get is going to be a good get Derabbanan. And then you can up with the Kedushin, Doraisa. And this yisod you see in the Tumim, Simen Lamed Aleph, you've gotten tests. And you also see in the Shalos and Shuvas Bris Avram, Evan Ezer and Tessos, hey, that they say this whole din of Afgeinu is only through the din Eishes Ish Doraisa, but the Rabbanan, she's still married, she needs a get. An interesting idea. The Hainain Divrei Rashban Ar Sugya. He asks, how come in Mayim She'ain Lemsof, that if the man drowns, and water that he just keeps going and going, and therefore you don't know if he came up on the other side? If Mayim has self, so then you know that he drowns, you could see. But if Ein Lem Sof, you don't know. Why don't the rabbis just mafkia the Kedushin? That'd be a nice gzeira. What about the same gzeira viguna that we have by the Tznuas? So we would also have here a gzeira viguna. And the answer is, because the rabbis don't stam up with Kedushin. You need a get. So that's exactly what we're saying. That it's not enough to rise it up with the Kedushin. You also need that at least it should be a get. If there's no get the Rabbanan, There's no get that's kosher derabbanan, and there's nothing to talk about. There has to be a get. That's why some people today want to make all these uproot the kedushin, just annul it after the fact. Yeah, but where's the get? And that's what Rashi and Tosfos say. They call the makadish that the rabbanan makadish is what we say in kedushin kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Kedas is not the ratzon of the chachamim; it's the das, it's the din of the chachamim. So what it means is kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, like the das of Moshe and Yisrael, meaning like the Torah, and I want this to be done al pi Torah, kedushin d'oraisa, and also kedushin d'rabbanan. And that's why when it's uprooted, the kedushin d'rabbanan is done by the get. The rabbis were machshir the get. And the kedushin d'oraisa was uprooted because of their koach, of however their koach is, according to the rabbeim of Rashi, and according to Rashi, like we discussed in the last two shiurim. And that's also pshat in the Gemara. When Rabbi says, ein onus begitten, because called the Makadesh, adai to the Rabbanah Makadesh. V'afgi'inu Rabbanah l'kedushin minei. What do you mean, ein onus begitten? There's no tain of onus begitten. The truth is, there is a tain of onus begitten. A person can say there was onus, and I didn't fulfill the tanai. I said I would come back in a certain amount of time, and I didn't come back. So what do you see from there? That there was an onus, that he fulfilled the tanai. He didn't come back. So therefore, the get should be a good get, but he makes a tain of onus. He said, I didn't fulfill the tanai, because when I said I was going to come back, that didn't mean onus. If there was onus, it's as if I did come back and I didn't fulfill the tanai, and we're not divorced. The only thing is, despite the fact that he has a valid claim of onus, we still say that the rabbis were mafkia the kiddushin. So yesh onus. Just we were mevatalit. So what does it mean, ein onus begitten? So the answer is, like we said, in order that there should be afkiinhu, we need a get that the rabbis were machshir. And since midrabanan, ein onus begitten. Midrabanan, there's no tain of onus begitten. Midrabanan, if he says onus, it's still considered as if he was mekayim the tanai, and he didn't come back on time. So, since midrabanan, there's no onus begitten, the get is kosher derabanan. But then we have a problem. That's very good, midrabanan. What about midoraisa? And then the answer is, midoraisa, we also uproot the kedushin, but we still say, ein onus begitten. There's no, as far as the rabbis are concerned, there's no tainus onus, and the mail of the tanai was fulfilled, and the get is a very good get midrabanan. He gave this get, aldas, that he's going to come back by a certain time, and he didn't come back. And taka derabanan, there's no tainus onus. The only thing is, the Gemara's bothered with the doraisa. What do you do with doraisa? There we say, afkeinu. And now, based on this, we can also explain the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra, the beginning of Simkuf Mem Dalet. That if, let's say, a person makes this explicit tonight, and he says, I'm going to be back in 30 days, and if I don't come back in 30 days, it'll be a good get. But he makes an explicit tonight, not taking into account onus, meaning that if there's an onus and I don't come back in 30 days, then the get is off. The get is only going to be a good get if I don't come back, not because of onus. But if I don't come back because of onus, then the get is off. So in such an instance, paskins of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, yesh onus begitten. There, onus is a valid taina. He made an explicit tanai that there's going to be no onus. And since he made an explicit tanai, even if there was an onus, we say onus is a valid claim, because he stipulated that it's only going to be a kiyum tanai without onus. But if it's with onus, then there's no kiyum at tanai, and the get is off. The tanai is that it's only get if I don't come back, not because of onus. But if I don't come back because of onus, then the get is off. Frakta chasim sofer in Avni Nezer and other achron. Wait a second. Even if he didn't make a tanai, we say that yesh ones, when he didn't make a tanai, we say that yesh ones, he has a valid claim, and nevertheless, the rabbis uprooted it, tsnuos and prutzos. So even if he did make a tanai, we still have the reason of tsnuos and prutzos. Why are we going to say afkeinu? The same reason that the same reason we would have to annul the marriage if he didn't make an explicit tanai that there's going to be no onus, we also have if he did make an explicit tanai that there's going to be no onus. We have, like the Gemara in Ksuba says, like we discussed in the first year, we have the tsnuos who are going to remain agunos, and we have the prutzos who are going to remarry even though there was no onus. They're going to say there was an onus. Even though there was an onus, they're going to say there was no onus, and they're going to get remarried. So what do we say? We make a rule across the board. What's the rule across the board? We say that if he doesn't come back, the get is off. If he doesn't come back, the get is on. If he doesn't come back, it's a kosher get. So why pitom are we saying, but if he made an explicit tanai, then yesh onus, and it's not a kosher get. But then we still have the chashash of the tznos and the prutzos. But based on what we said, the Gemara says the reason is because if the Gemara's Marach B'Lashona, the Gemara says, the Shita Mekubetz is talking about the Arichos Lashon of the Gemara, and the Gemara makes the explicit point that Ein Onus Begitin. The Gemara doesn't just say the rabbis annul the marriage. The rabbis make a point that Ein Onus Begitin. There has to be Ein Onus Begitin. What does Ein Onus Begitin mean? Ein Onus Begitin is the Rabbana. Look in the Sefer Shita Mekubetzes in Dibur HaMaskel Veda, who asked about the Arichas of the Gemara. But Rav opened up and Rav said that Ein Onus Begitin. And then the Gemara says, Rav said Svar Denafshe Mishum Tznuos Mishum Prutzos. That's why Ein Onus, but really Yesh Onus Begitin. He does have a valid tain of Onus. The only thing is we're worried about the Tznuos and the Prutzos. So what's the answer? The answer is that really Midrabanan Ein Onus Begitin. Ein Achinami Midaraisa. We would, in theory, in principle, we would say yesh onus begitin. But midrabanan, ein onus begitin. It's like that derabanan. And since midrabanan ein onus begitin, what does that mean? It means like Rashi says in all those places, that the get is valid. Why is the get valid when there's an onus? Because midrabanan, you have no tainus onus begitin. So even though Einachinami min haTorah, onus is a valid taina, and therefore he didn't fulfill the tanai of not coming back within 30 days, and therefore midaraisa the get is not a get, but midrabanan, a kiyum ba'onus is considered a kiyum, and he has no ein onus begitin, he has no tainus onus in gittin. The only thing is that through that, once you have the din derabanan on your side, to make it that the Rabbanan it's a get, then the rabbis went ahead and they were mashed for the Doraisa and they said Afkeinu. So that's all when a person didn't make a Mefurisha Tanai. When a person didn't make a Mefurisha Tanai that there's going to be no Ones, we can say that Midrabanan, Ones is a valid Kiyum of the Tanai. But if he made an explicit Tanai that it's only going to be without Ones, then how can we say that Midrabanan he fulfilled the Tanai? He was explicit about it. And he said, no. It's only considered Kiyum HaTanai without an onus. But if there is an onus, that's not considered Kiyum HaTanai. So that even Derabbanan would say, we would say that it's not considered a Kiyum HaTanai and it's nothing. And therefore, Yesh Onus Begitin and they're not divorced. Why? Because at the very least in the Derabbanan level, in the Doraisa level, certainly Yesh Onus. But yeah, onus is a valid taina. And therefore, you can say he didn't fulfill the taina. But at least derabanan, we would say ain't onus. Onus is not a valid fulfillment of the taina. And therefore, the get is a good get because you didn't come back when you said you were going to come back. And the get is a kosher get midarabana. I midaraisa, it's not. So what do? We say that midaraisa, we're going to be mafkia, the kiddushin. But if he made an explicit tenai that there's going to be no onus, and afterwards there was an onus, that's not even considered a kium derabanan. And therefore the get is not a kosher get derabanan, and then we're not going to obviously be mafkia doraisa, be mafkia the kiddushin, and they're still married. So that is, and even though they have a siba of tznus and prutzos, we're still not going to do afkinu. Afkinu is not just a game. We can do afkinu whenever we want to. Afkinu needs all the necessary tonight. And those are that he gave them permission, called the makadish, the daiter rabbana makadish, they should be pogevo. Or he did shaloka hogan, we saw. And also that it should be a kasher get the rabbanan, as we saw in all those places in Rashi. But if it's not even a kosher get the rabbanan, then there's going to be no afkinu. We should be zochem yitz Hashem. Lil modu lelamed lishmor v'lasus ulekayim is called divrei salma torah v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and hospitable friends.